Track 7, The Elements of Trust, Step Number 5, Competency.
The next and last step to building trust is our third C, which is competency. Your potential client must be totally convinced of your competency before you can earn their complete trust. Look at it from your client's point of view. When she wants, needs, or desires a product or service, how much time does she want to spend with an incompetent salesperson? The obvious answer is little or none. How much time do you think she'll invest with a competent one? That answer is just as obvious, all the time it takes. So let's consider your level of competency. Rate your answers to the following questions on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best. How competent are you at your work? How well do you present your company's product or service? Are you serving your company well? Are you serving your clients well? Do you quickly and effectively learn your new potential client's real needs? Do you work at improving your skills and performance on a daily basis? Are you working at peak performance right now? Which is more important, your monthly quota or your customer's challenge? If any of these questions are bringing up some feelings of doubt about how good you really are, then it's time to start working on building your competence. Even if your answers to those questions have sent you into a spiraling depression, relax. There's good news. When you properly complete the first four steps of the trust segment of the one-call closing sales presentation, your prospect will usually perceive you to be competent. In other words, if you've properly presented the four steps we've covered, propriety, intention, commonality, and credibility, then your competency is most assuredly proven.